Hello, daughter. Are you in there? Hello there, little girl, boy. Tammy Sue, what's wrong?
I can't find any more enjoyment in it, Daddy.
Look, little girl, boy. I got a present for you. I want to give it to you. Here it is. I know you're bored of all your toys.
I really am. I've got every single joy kitten.
I've given you everything. I've done a lot for you, but there's one thing. I want to give this to you.
What is it, Dad?
It's a new joy cat. It's a double-sided joy cat. You can have fun from both ends.
Wow, a double-sided joy cat. I got a kitten on both ends.
Wowie zowie. It's terrific. Child, there's things you just don't want to know, and there's too much, maybe, that you do know. So let's just let the man tell us the rest of it. What does it do, man? What does it do, man? What does it do? Why doesn't my child know this yet? Please, continue. For your sake.
The new double-sided joy cat, twice the fun from both ends. Yes, that's right. Either end of the joy cat is an actual kitten. So both halves are cute little kittens joined in the middle. Yes, and for those wondering, how does it go to the bathroom? Right straight from the middle of the cat. This is a scientific breakthrough. The new double-sided joy cat. Just like any other joy cat, but twice as fun. Three-year kitten. It's still crush-proof. It's still allergen-free. And it's still pain-resistant. And this time, it's double feeding. That's right, since it's twice the fun, it's twice the feeding, so it's twice the semi-alive turbo mice. So make sure that you feed your joy cat on both ends two turbo mice twice daily. Otherwise, there is a 135% chance this cat's gonna go feral and destroy everything in the house. If that happens, please flee the scene and call the local National Guard.
And don't forget to remind them that they're bulletproof. Bulletproof! What's wrong with my gun? There we go.
That's right. As an added bonus, to make sure these cats are protected from all kinds of violence, they are now bulletproof. That's right. Not just the double-sided joy cat, but every brand of joy cat is now bulletproof. So take extra caution and make sure you feed that joy cat. It may go feral.
So, children, I hope you like what I've done for you. I made sure that you had these wonderful pets. They're only gonna last for 3 years. Are you sure you want them?
Yeah, Dad, I really do. Me and Tammy Sue. We do.
Yeah, Daddy, thank you very much.
You're welcome, because I love you so much.
Oh, Dad. Oh, Dad, give me a hug. Come here, Dad.
All right, yeah, come. I'll get this thing off of my leg. Ow, ow. Give me the gun. Get off me. Get off me.
Yes. The new double-sided joy cat. Twice the fun from both ends. And all this is brought to you by
S-Wax.
Coming this spring, the Joy Cat Tappy Tablet S7, now with the special AWOS, exclusively sold through the Ass Wax production line. Get yours now at asswax.youknowwhere.money.
Welcome to the House Cuckoos.
Yes, we are here. We are back. We weren't that far. We were just right around the corner.
Welcome to the House Cuckoos radio show.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show. We're in a box.
Taking a cheap shot here to welcome you to the new episode.
We are welcoming you, and you are welcome to listen to it. If you don't, we'll show up at your house and we'll force you to wear headphones and hit play.
Yeah, and then listen to it after we hit you.
With sock puppets.
Right, we'll attack you with sock puppets if you don't listen, and if you do listen, we'll tickle you with sock puppets. Mm-hmm. Actually, we won't do any of that because we're not allowed to touch the listeners.
No, we're not. We'll just touch you with sounds. We'll speak the sound. We'll throw negative words at you like
spatula,
but you know, in a loud way like that, so you're thrown off by the term
fear.
Guitar.
Together.
Spatula. Guitar.
They make the newest instrument.
A gazpatula.
The spread music, yeah.
Spatula. Guitar.
Spread music's what's hitting the
flip the sound.
Mm-hmm. It flips itself.
Flip the sound. Turn the sound over with the
spatula. Guitar.
Gazpatula. Or spatulatar. Gazpatula.
Spatula. Guitar. Spatula. Guitar. Spatula. Guitar.
We spatula. We spatula.
Spatula. Guitar.
Spatula.
Spatula. Guitar.
Well, we'll have some good fun stuff today. We're going to give you a few skits and some banter talks and...
Spatula. Guitar.
And on the way, we have a live road trip from our classic friend Velocity Boy.
Velocity Boy.
So you will sit in the car with us while we hear Velocity
Boy. Take a ride.
Yes.
Velocity Boy.
You gotta sit in the back seat with Velocity.
It's gonna just close your eyes, you'll feel like you're in the car.
You may be, actually, you don't even realize you're sitting right next to Velocity Boy in the back seat.
Right, and you wouldn't if you were next to him anyways.
We're chauffeuring him around.
Half the stuff that's being smoked in there, I think.
Throughout Ohio. A lot of Amish country. It's Amish country.
Possibly we were in Ohio. We're not quite sure. We think that's what it was, but it could have been
outer space. Right. We could have been sitting in his bedroom tripping on fucking mushrooms.
Right, or something. Whatever it is he gave us to eat.
Yeah, he gave us pizza and you know,
something made in a bedpan. I don't know what it was.
He called it bedpan brownies.
Right, but it tasted like pizza.
No, it did. It tasted like pizza. It looked terrible, and it was made in a bedpan.
But, you know, alas, we survived it, and we recorded most of the trip. We documented it.
Yeah, it's a trip. The key word there, trip.
But we never get to the end of it. It just keeps going.
And going, and going.
But we do end the show eventually, so don't worry about that. Plus, some great music from a good person, and some great times to be had by us. Getting it back in order here, and we're back and front and front and side
to side.
And
it's all free, at no charge you. It's no cost. It's all on us. We're fitting the bill.
We are. So the only thing you have to pay for is whatever service provider, since we're on the online, you have to be able to download us.
Download it
until we
to your computer or to your phone. So the only thing you're paying for is your internet service provider or your cell phone service provider.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Expensive. Bottleneck the speeds they do. They do. Honestly, they do. They bottleneck the speeds. We could all have one supersonic fast speed, but you know, these greedy corporations like to bottleneck things and like to control and just extort more money out of us.
Right. Everything.
Bastards.
We try to, you know, supposed to make stuff easier for people as we've gotten older and in our technology and our future.
They take advantage of people.
They're holding it. Yeah, the future is being held ransom.
Exactly. They're holding the future hostage.
That makes lives easier. We shouldn't have to work so hard.
No.
That's why you made the machines and the computers to do it.
Exactly.
But we're still working twice as hard.
At this point, I may as well have been taught to live on the land. I would rather take my chances out in the wild, because when a bear is running at me, I know the exact intent of that bear. But when that crusty criminal motherfucker in a suit and tie comes at me smiling with his hand out, I don't know that criminal's intention. I'm a businessman. No, you're fucking not. You're a criminal in a suit. Go fuck yourself, you Wall Street prick.
Right, and those are
hate those fuckers.
Right, that come around our door and asking for, you know, political donations and stuff.
Fuck them.
So we've been under a little edge lately with all that.
I'm gonna stand by Congress and not do my job, just like Senate. I'm gonna sit on my ass and do nothing like Senate. I should be like corporate criminals and just take advantage of everybody else and reap the rewards of everybody else's hard fucking work. Remember, you're a peasant. We're all peasants and serfs to these nobility bastards who are running amok. No different than the medieval times, except what we have, little technologies. That's it.
So I'm sensing your cynicism in this election year.
That's what I say. Like George Carlin says, doesn't matter what it is. It's the same shit they shuffle around every four fucking years.
Right.
Same shit.
Just like our show, and we're about to hear some of that same shit right now. Why don't you guys listen to this? Guys, let's get to this. We're going to get the doctor to hear something. To hear something. To hear something. To hear something.
Bring it to my friend. It's my underwear. Bring me my friend, today it is my underwear day, yeah.
The underwear, the soulful body.
Velocity boy! There. Velocity boy!
The House of Cuckoos and Velocity boy.
We're here on the road with Velocity boy, the House of Cuckoos. Brought to you in part by Asswax brand products. Everything Asswax.
How did you get to that spot on my TV?
I just went to options.
I gotta figure out the TV is hooked up to it, isn't it?
It won't connect to the internet.
Why the hell won't it?
Because it's made from shoes and candy cakes.
No, really?
Shoes and candy cakes.
Why do I want to connect?
Because it doesn't believe in your internet radio.
What?
It's anti-radio.
It's got it hooked up.
Maybe you put frosting in it.
Maybe it got banged up.
Maybe your dog humped it.
Maybe you got juice on it.
Maybe you humped it.
Maybe somebody come from the... Oh, fuck me. I have to call.
Velocity boy.
Yes, sir.
Velocity boy.
Yes, sir.
Where do the ducks dwell? Tell us stories about your life out here, Velocity Boy.
So go to menu?
Yes, but we'll worry about that some other time.
Okay.
Velocity Boy.
Okay.
We're out here with Velocity Boy.
And
we're
fast. You!
See? He's punk rock for you.
What you tell me.
Too much punk rock for you.
Ask me anything, you fucking croutons from hell.
Can you tell us about your life out here?
Jesus Christ!
Where? Can you tell us about your life out here in Newberry?
I'm going wrong again. I paid attention to you. See what the fuck you made me do?
Do you know where we're at?
You want to see our old field rates right at the dirt
We're in
bikes?
Manaway.
Sure.
All right, go straight. I'll
we're in Mantua. Or Manaway.
I wanted to jump this. I'll show you guys. There's no car
we'll
behind
get you
us.
So we can Velocity boy.
Alright, slow down. Not sure. No, go on. Around this corner.
That's Bear Town Lake Reservation.
Trails.
No, around the corner.
Around the corner. Around the country.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Okay, slow down.
We're in Manaway.
Right by Daniel's Park.
This is the land I tried to dirt bikes in. Right here.
With the crazy one?
Yeah, right here in the open. Field. And I wanted to jump this. Here. See where these trees are?
Yeah.
Big trees? I wanted to jump over the road. I was going to build a jump. Right there is a clear spot. Look how high it is. I was going to build a little ramp to get me off and try to land over in that field and jump over a car.
Only Velocity Boy is bold enough to do that.
Because my balls are huge, you bitches, and suck them.
And he was riding a 10-speed.
How far did you get with that?
Which part?
Did you get it done? Did you
did
try
you jump?
It?
No, I didn't jump because I put sugar in the dirt bike tank.
Because you hated your ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
At the crazy witch.
Yes, the sheriff's made me do it.
The sheriff made you do it. He said, don't screw it. Put the sugar in the tank.
Look at the still waters. Like
still water. Hey, from that movie Almost Famous, motherfucker. Still water rocks. Kick ass, man.
Your mind is
How
still
is this
like
a road?
Water. It's under construction.
Where
you
are
see,
we now?
That's the soul of the light will tell them
yeah,
red.
That when it's red, then
I'm just going to not tell us where we're going to go.
This is, this,
we're on 44.
This is Newberry. This is Newberry with Velocity Boy. We're out here in Newberry, Ohio with Velocity Boy. This is some of his
Fuck
old...
Fuck you!
We're on Route 44 somewhere in Ohio. We got lost after we rescued
We're, no, we're not...
I don't think
Newberry...
I am the Antichrist. I am the Antichrist. So I don't know the rest of the words. For all you who are making fun of me, fuck you, because I am the word. I am Jesus Christ.
On a lake, we're walking on water right now. Look,
we're driving above water.
We're gonna burn.
Because Velocity Boy has the power.
You got the touch. We're gonna burn.
Give him the devil sign.
Shout! Shout!
Show him the horns.
Shout at the devil.
Bartholomew Road. Praise hell.
Wikipedia doesn't talk about it.
What, Kanye?
I'm Kanye West. America is full of racism. They don't like black people.
We just don't like you.
You're about my... Exactly. We just don't like you. Nothing to do with anything but your personality is that of a fucking tennis ball. Hollow. Genius. A voice of a generation. I don't want to see the generation you're speaking for. They're hopeless, then. Yeezus.
Yeezus. My name is Kanye. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. You may have heard me rant before. If you hear screaming late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight.
Just a fetish I'm into tonight.
My name is Kanye.
I'm Banger, and this here is Mash, and we are your carpet installers when you need us the most.
Yeah, I'm Mash. I bang carpet.
Carpet, we kick it, so you don't have to.
We don't lick it, we kick it.
Are you tired of your hardwood linoleum floors?
Painted ass to clean?
Are you tired of your wood walls, painted walls, and or ceilings?
We can carpet everything.
We can totally enclose your carpet. Be what? Totally static free in the static cling. If you like our services that much, we only charge half price for the full price of a square footage for each ceiling done. If you just want the floors, you have to go full price. But we're worth it because you're a good company with us, with carpet kickers like us. Bangers and Mash.
Carpet all day, carpet every day, carpet in your life. That's what we do.
We like laying carpet for you and your wife.
One of my favorite things to do, on the job and off. Kick it!
And I lick it.
Bangers and Mash. Carpet installation.
Call us today, and we'll cover you up real slowly. We kick it, so you don't have to.
Bangers and Mash. Carpet installation.
Found is now lost, is now That was the amazing arty sound of Anthony Barbaric with his track Foregone Conclusion. It's an instant classic from yet another Down Under genius featured here on the House of Cuckoos. Anthony comes from Sydney, Australia, and now resides in Charlotte, North Carolina. Head over to Anthony's YouTube channel for more wonderful music and his wonderfully unique style. Find his link on our webpage or search YouTube for Anthony Barbaric. That's B-A-R-B-A-R-I-C-H. Or is that Barbaric? You don't want to miss it. Go check him out. All right, Cuckoo fans, let us return to the madness of the House of Cuckoos right here in your ear right now.
There goes Bartholomew.
There's one rich house right there.
Ooh, yes, the Doctor, Antonio Luciferi, with Urban Hippie and Velocity Boy.
Did you tell me I went to bed last night?
What time did you go to bed last night?
Like 4 up this morning.
Wow, that's why you were not up at noon.
Probably, I was up playing video games.
And you said you were going to be prepared for our arrival to save you in Delsfuck.
I was naked, I'm sorry, I had to get up.
He was naked in the rain. We found him naked in the rain.
Thank you for that.
Velocity Boy is a naked person, and that's all I gotta say.
Velocity Boy is a bather.
Shut up!
Unless you're naked.
Okay.
Only naked people
speak. Thank you for telling me I'm naked.
I'm looking at this beauty and listening to him. It's totally ironic and beautiful.
Shut up! Cocksmoker.
Cocksmoker is a dollar for two. What is that?
Fucking house. Your head. Where are we going?
We're just driving
now, guys.
We're going to Manaway.
That's where we are. I think that's where we're at. We're Mantua.
Shut up on the phone.
We're in Mantua, or Manaway, as they say here.
You want my phone number?
Ooh, there. There's a church.
Too fucking bad. You can't have it, you cocksucking motherfucker.
We're in Manaway.
You are in Manaway.
Watch his personality changes when we cross the border.
I am.
Portage County.
Well, how you doing there, Tommy?
Hey, man.
Okay, we're having fun now with Velocity Boy, man. Yeah. We're in Manaway, Portage County. Look at the guy in the blue bike with the long bike and the little flacker wheels.
Shut up, okay?
Man, he's all doing it. Look at Velocity. How you doing, man?
What do you want with me?
I'm Moon Sox, and this is Yellow Beam. Now we're taking some time out with Velocity Boy.
Fuck you, man.
Hey, man. How you doing, Velocity?
Listen to me.
Well, no, you listen to me, Velocity. Hey, just stay mellow, dude.
Yeah.
Mellow, man. Hey, Velocity, you know?
Play golf with a sponge.
You ever play sponge golf with a giraffe?
They cheat.
They always win every time.
There's a pond.
Shut up.
That's Velocity Pond?
You fuck you, too.
Dude, man, we're just some mellow hippie dudes, man.
All right,
man.
Who wants an alpaca? Who wants an alpaca?
Ooh, Alpaca Farms.
My name's Algie.
Alpaca Farms.
No, man, it's Algie.
Algie, man? That's Stucky Farms Incorporated.
Fuck you, man.
That was a Polish farm, too. It was Stucky's Alpacas, man.
They eat the alpacas.
Just drive.
Alpaca cheese.
We're going to go meet Travis Pastrana.
Travis Tritt?
He lives out this way, Travis Pastrami?
Look, his trees look like they're tipping.
They're bending hello to us. Travis Pastrami lives down here?
Guess what?
Does Travis Pastrami ride motorbikes?
Fuck you.
What does Travis Pastrami do?
He rides dirt bikes for a living, for all you stupid people.
Oh, that one.
So Velocity Boy, tell us what you do for fun.
I fucking jerk off thinking about Farrah Fawcett.
Back in the 70s.
I love the 70s. Don't talk to me. I love the 70s. Don't talk to me. Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me that you love me? Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me that you love me? On my way. Yesterday, I'm going home. For Christmas Day, Christmas Day, this is the end of the song, okay.
All right, Velocity Boy sings.
Jelly.
The Jelly Raul. I got myself a Jelly Raul.
Raul Jelly.
As opposed to a Jelly Roll, a Jelly Raul.
Jelly Raul.
Hello.
It's a tasty treat.
He's also a piano player at the hotel. He wears the red tux.
It's jelly, not jelly. Jelly, I'm sorry, we can't say jello either.
Product names that don't
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we won't ever eat their product then.
Never.
We'll have to eat
the generic gelatin, since they don't want to say hi to us. The brand gelatin.
Black and white labels. They cost 10 cents at the dollar store. That's our sponsor.
Water! Drink it. I do.
Instant water by Aswax.
Just add water.
Add spit.
Pour the powder in your mouth, squish around.
It instantly grows.
Spit it back in your cup.
And then drink. It'll grow.
Full glass of water.
Watch it grow.
Friends are thirsty? No problem.
Half empty, fully filled.
Marper. Ah, oh, dude, this is really good.
Ew. Kind of has that weird smell.
Ah! Ah!
So I made some for both of us.
I made enough water for both of us. That's sick. That is gross. Instant water.
Add spit.
Just add spit.
To the powder. Watch it grow. Yeah. You spit it back in the bottle. It grows, and then you drink it and refresh it.
But it has the consistency of water.
With the sludginess of Lake Erie.
I almost lost that sip of water.
And that's what Asswax did.
Yes.
Right into your throat.
Oh, down sliding. Asswax, instant water.
Just let it slide down your throat.
Oh, made with real spit.
Your own.
There was this one time when I met this little fella. No, he wasn't a little person. He was a little fella. He was like a sprite or something. You know, like a little brownie, pixie, gnomish thing, but not like thick as a gnome. He was chewing on rubber. They said his culture likes to chew on rubber from the foot of a rubber troll. So I guess rubber trolls are benevolent, you know. We have our own ogre, but it's not a rubber foot ogre. We know that. It's just not a rubber foot ogre. But the rubber foot trolls dwell in the glens of the Nevernear. So they go there every year for the Festival of Rubber. That's coming up here soon, sometime around our time, seasonal thing. You know, the Festival of Rubber, and they track and then they capture rubber foot trolls, and then they shave the foot of the rubber foot troll, and then they chew the rubber foot skin of the troll. And the festival just entails that, just all for like 30 days, just chewing rubber foot troll soul rubber chew skin. But this is what these little pixie gnome things do every year. It's their, you know, great big holiday is the rubber festival, where they hunt and track and capture rubber foot trolls and shave their foot, and then they chew on the rubber once a year for 30 days. It's a big long thing, but I'm not trying to bring that tradition in here. It's just a weird story that was relatable.
Thank you very much for that story and your contribution. If anybody has any comments, please email the author at gofyourself@gofyourself.com. Is this correct?
Go with yourself.
Oh.
That's ogre for go fuck yourself.
Oh, and thank you very much.
You're listening to the House of Cuckoos radio show. Listen to the radio.
Yeah, those Angus?
Black beef.
Oh, black beef. Lamb. Oh, black beef.
Hey, Billy Corgan. We're okay. Look at this here. We're Dylan Manaway.
82 goes all the way across.
Left his velocities.
Go to Hiram College.
My beard was still sleeping.
They were? Velocities?
Yeah, liquor.
Poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
Oh, and a jerk off so bad.
Like a bottle of booze.
And jerk off in your car.
Manaway
Grill looks like it's been there forever.
Bike night every Monday.
That place right here, the BP, has stuff on the shelf with the dust on it.
I wouldn't doubt it, dude. This is a dusty town, Manaway. It's an old town.
Don't you ask me why.
Why?
What did I just tell you? Just drive, Kibachi.
No, we can't. We
Quick,
got bikes.
Quick, run off this bike.
We got bikes in the road.
Take this all the way into Medina.
Look at this guy.
This goes all the way into downtown Medina.
All right, turn.
No, we can't yet.
Turn!
You got it, big target. Urban hippie! Urban hippie takes the turn!
I paid the insurance, so...
Oh,
we're doing my way! Yellow! Yeah, do you see my house? It's yellow!
Yes, the ketchup gargler has a yellow house in Manaway. You can't miss it.
I'll start sending people there taking pictures.
You'll find the yellow house with the black star on the side. This ketchup gargler resides there.
Sunrise coming up, stoned off our ass.
Stoned off our Billy Corgans.
Wouldn't be beautiful.
It would be this old.
You know my lighter.
Yes, I do.
I was like, where'd my lighter go?
I threw it out the window.
I'll beat you.
I punched Jesus for you.
Come on, come out this fall. OSU theme. Corn maze. Hunt clues.
Hunt.
Pony rides, hay rides. Family fun.
So what is in that candy? Is that the actual marijuana or is that
cannabis oil? Cannabis oil.
Impy, I'm talking to you, rat bastard, piece of shit.
All right.
Who the fuck do you think this is?
I think you're Velocity Boy.
Okay.
It's Velocity Boy in the back seat. He's a back seat sleeper.
He's sleeping during this interview.
The party's there. We could go to the party.
Fuck your party.
Cathaniel.
I remember him. He's the boy that fell up the stairs.
He might have been pushed, no?
No, he fell up. How do you fall upstairs? How do you start out in the bottom of the stair and then you fall upwards to the top of the stairs? He was the only kid in school that did that, and the nuns took him away. We haven't seen Cathaniel since.
Maybe he tripped and forgot.
Something weird happened, and it's been 25 years since we've seen Cathaniel. That was second grade, and the nuns took him away. We haven't seen him since.
So you want to find his ghost?
He didn't die. He just fell upstairs, and they took him away.
Oh.
Because humans don't fall upstairs, but he was the only human that ever fell upstairs. They didn't know if it was a miracle or the work of the devil.
Maybe he just tripped on his shoe?
Yeah, he tripped, but he tripped upstairs then. He went upstairs. He was at the bottom of the stair, then he tripped and fell up the stairs. He ended on the top stair. How does that happen?
Did he roar?
He kind of fumbled up. Like, you know how you tumble downstairs?
Aye.
He tumbled up the stairs.
Oh, see.
So, the nuns, they didn't know if it was some type of holy miracle or some kind of demonic satanic thing. So after that, they just took him away and told us not to ask questions. His parents have no idea where he's at to this day. It's been 25 years.
Ah, so he broke the rules and he got caught. You didn't know what he did, no?
He fell upstairs. How do you fall upstairs?
Because he was pushed. I have it right now. He crossed the nun's face with holy book, said bad, bad things, put it back where it should not go. She found not where it is, but where it's not. He said, no, not me. He sliced her face. Sliced it. Cool, you know, sliced it.
And then he fell upstairs.
He fell up because she pushed him.
She pushed him upstairs.
Up the stairs.
And he tumbled up
all
the stairs.
All the way up because she knows what she's doing because she's the devil.
That's the whole key. She's the devil.
We must dig up a body. And do you possess her?
But does she have the face still?
Do you know her name? Let us look her up.
Sister Margaret.
Margaret.
Yes.
I know where she is.
Let's go. Am I driving?
Sure.
I could drive all night. How far are we going?
To the cemetery beyond the hill.
Let's do this. I'll bring a shovel and a tennis shoe.
In California.
And we're in...
Ohio.
Yes. And that's a long drive.
Only if you want to save your friend.
I hear you in my ear and I can see you registering.
Ah.
You're registering. Worry not.
This party started.
Yeah, this party started.
Come on, Velocity. Let's go party. Oh, 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 yeah.
Infamous.
That's what you're going to do to yourself tonight, huh?
I think...
You're going to go canoe shopping.
Canoe shopping.
With,
this game... And I don't know what to look at for the internet. I cannot get it to fucking work.
Your internet?
Yeah.
What about the jail time?
Fuck you, jail. I run this country.
Velocity Boy's gonna be the president of the United States one of these
days. Fuck you, I am the president already.
Voted you in?
Yeah, who voted you in?
Me, cocksmoker.
How are we going to interview you?
I hate you.
Well, you never see him in my bed again.
Your face falls off.
Yeah? Well, I hope your feet fall off.
Yeah, well, when they do, guess what?
You're walking home.
Take a guess, smart boy. See
what?
You figure it out. Answer it.
I don't know. What
guess
happens?
What happens if my feet fall off? Guess what happens then?
What happens?
I go in a wheelchair, asshole.
Yeah, well, I'm not pushing it.
You're going to push it,
or I'll push you down a long hill.
Real listen to me.
You ever go down a big hill in your wheelchair?
One day.
I'm going to push you. And I'm going to yell Baldwin Wallace.
You'll button jerk off and scare Baldwin Wallace.
The good old days with titty knots.
Jerking off. Where the fuck was it? Baldwin Wallace, wasn't it?
Baldwin Wallace.
College area.
I'm thinking she was out here in Hyrule.
We were talking Baldwin Wallace.
Oh, I better quit doing drugs.
No. Just don't talk about Hyrule when you're doing
biscuits and crackers.
Eat a biscuit, bitch!
I like your smile. Can I lick your window?
Surely you must be jesting. My windows haven't been cleaned by a tug since 1963 when I was in a swinging love scene in some movies.
Well, you should try our new service, Window Lickers.
Can I have a choice between male or female?
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'll take the female lickers. Let's go. What are those? Are those chimpanzees licking my windshield?
Female chimpanzees.
Goodness. Ah, roll up the window. Ah, now it's grabbing my face. It's kissing me. Ah, I want a refund.
You can't refund your money. We already used the spit.
No actual animals were harmed in the making of this badly comedic skit.
We're pillow holders. I hold my pillow daily. I don't leave my house without my pillow. I go to work carrying my pillow. I even go to court carrying my pillow.
S-Wax Sound Studio Proof Enhanced Pillow Holders for your microphone recordings. Help ease out some of the noise that's distracting your sound when you're recording in public.
Some of these pillows smell like people
you'll
want sat
to wear
on
yours
them.
Today. Sponsoring this S-Wax special.
This pillow smells funny. I'm losing concentration. I can't stop smelling the pillow. Why can't I stop smelling the pillow? It smells like assy soup lemons. Who's been sitting on my pillow?
Who's been sitting on my pillow? Sitting on my pillow. Sitting on my pillow.
Sitting on my pillow. Sitting on my pillow. Sitting on my
pillow. Hi, S-Wax. We all have cell phones these days.
What's that mean?
I have a cell phone.
There's a house to buy. You were talking to get a house.
I want that house. No, I don't like that house either.
Why?
I want a brick house. I want a Tudor.
I know all the farms out here have a big star on them. Gold
That's
star.
Because it needs horse manure.
I've sent like every area.
Get a job. If you get it, okay, here's the deal. Now listen to me, okay? You're going to buy me a PlayStation 4,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you and me are going to shovel horse shit for about a year straight.
Uh-huh.
For 8 hours a day.
Just like 1998, yeah?
Yeah, what do you think?
Fantastic.
When are you going to play your PlayStation?
As soon as I get it.
What, how are you going to work?
Huh?
What if you're working all the time shoveling the shit?
Oh my god.
Shock. It was an ouch of shock. Like et tu brute? It was more of an et tu brute. Wasn't like, it wasn't an ouch of that was physical pain. It was an ouch of, you know, that emotional sting. Like Brutus, you turn on me.
That is quite fascinating. So tell us, how is it that you can handle barefoot tightrope walk-ins across dental floss?
Well, you see, it's with utter total mental concentrations that I just think of nothing but my feet.
And how many feet off ground have you been for your performance? What is the highest you have been?
Actually, the dental floss it's laid across the ground right now. I haven't been above ground level yet. There, just walking dental floss. That's all.
I see.
We're gonna try an inch, maybe an inch or two tomorrow.
This will be wonderful. You're going to do this barefoot, and we can film this for the radio.
Yes, this will be the first time you can film this for the radio. Cause it's, you know, we're gonna have it 2 inches off the ground, and you see that I have to condition my feet to do so. Because, you know, dental floss pulled tightly, it's very sharp, and it could, like, cut like cheese, you know, like cheese grater style.
So just to follow, though. Your resume and headshot here says you played 632 shows in past 4 years with multiple circuses. So, how are your feet not conditioned for this yet?
Well, because it's always been... I was walking across dental floss, across the rings. I was in the fourth ring. That's outside the big tent. So, even though, like, you know, I was part of the circus, and I performed this, you know, all that many times, I was in the fourth ring. You know, it was a four-ring circus, and the fourth ring was outside.
I see.
Yes.
Well, let's watch your demonstration here of your first beginning of the groundings. You'll feel the pain, and you'll deal with it for this. He is going to rock cross 4 feet of dental floss across the dirt ground in his bare feet. So let's turn him over to watch through your radio ears this gentleman walk across the dental floss as he prepares, and we'll do it.
Okay, I can do this.
Sound the banjos.
I can do this. Okay, here we go. Just make sure. And just make sure it's pulled tight across the ground. Just make sure it's on the ground and pulled tight. Just pull your tightness.
You got it there. Yeah, go on.
Just pull it. There it is. Perfect. Just make sure it's on the ground. Oh, it's on the... Okay. Oh, that's good. That's very tight.
Get the microphone by
okay,
its feet.
Thank you. Oh, there it is. It's tight and taut. Okay, it's close. Okay, here we are. I'm just going to walk across the dental floss on the ground here. It's okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Off he goes there.
Let's see. He's going now. He's going now.
He's shaking a little. He's shaking a little.
Son of a bitch!
Oh my gosh, he just fell! Oh jeez, he twisted his ankle!
Son of a bitch!
Are you alright there, son?
This, I'm calling disqualification on the dental floss.
What happened?
It was used dental floss.
Who used that dental floss?
Used. There was a piece of food I slipped on.
How many people don't have teeth in our crew? Who used
somebody,
dental floss?
Somebody was using this dental floss. It was a piece of food. Look at that. Does that look like food or what? That's a piece of food right there on my
There's
foot.
Something on your foot. Who's in you? Anybody? Is it our crew? Is it his crew?
Here, let me take
it. Who used it? Where are we getting this from?
That's corn. That's corn. It's a corn chip. Who's eating corn chips? I sip on your fucking corn chip. You ruined my show.
You talking to Henry with the bright shining teeth? He's always making sure his teeth are clean. You know what? Was it you, Henry?
So let me smell your fingers. If they smell like corn chips, I'm firing you.
Hey, what are you doing, Henry? Come back here.
It is you. Just go to your tent and get your stuff. What do you mean I can't fire you? What do you mean? This is mine.
This exciting journey we took. Be sure to thank you for listening. We'll do a follow-up with his 2 inches tomorrow.
Hey,
what's
your
name again?
What do you mean, my 2 inches?
Who are you again? Roger Pettifor.
My name is Carlisle Sampson. Remember that. Carlisle Sampson. Just remember that, because I'm a name around these parts. I am the best dental floss walker.
How's that ankle, son?
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll be ready for tomorrow. I'm not impressed by any of this.
Alright, what now?
Shoot the shit.
I didn't know shoot shit. I don't even know where we are.
South Hiram.
Let the love go.
We're in Hiram.
Howdy, coming out of it.
We're on 82, right, still?
Yeah, we passed 700.
We're still on 82. Velocity.
We're riding underneath the walk behind, south
of
the water.
We are driving in an unknown place.
We're south of the lake that you live by.
Tell us about sweet corn, Velocity Boy.
One time I ate sweet corn and I called it Lily.
Lily corn?
Lily corn.
Fuck you and your liliness.
I never had Lily corn.
You never had Lily?
Never had Lily.
I'm smoking, bitch.
The Supervisor. What we're all thinking.
Now, I don't want you thinking about doing anything any other way than the processes that have been presented to you in this manner of speaking. There's only one proper way that this procedure must go. Otherwise, it is your willfulness to not do your job. you know, company policy states that the description of your duties are at the discretion of management. So you know, that's why we're giving you 3 days administrative leave.
Shut up! You fucking dim-witted, stupid fucking asshole! You dumb robot that doesn't know shit!
I'm more educated than you, you stupid fucking fleck of a scumbag! You scum piece of shit! You fuck you! Die! I hope you fucking rot in hell, you fucking thing!
Alright, sir, I accept the 3 days. Thank you.
All right, now, on your way out, could you send Bill in?
Yeah, no problem. See you, sir.
See you next Wednesday.
I'll keep my act together and get this going right. Good day.
Now, that is a prime example of willfulness of a modest and humble a person who knows how to take orders and do a job as prescribed by the verbal and written contractual obligation due to acceptance of the job position.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, that is you know,
I'm coming for your neck.
And somebody bring security up here quickly, because so as I was saying, got bad allergies. Security, take him and help him empty his desk, as stated in the welcome handbook, page 34, policy 17.12.
And that's what I really want to say. Starring the House of Cuckoos. Thank you. Little Theater thanks the House of Cuckoos as well. Please enjoy our complimentary wood badge on your way out. And take out your own trash.
This broadcast was sponsored by people like you, and also by
Asswax.
The wax of asses. Now brought to you in many products. Asswax products have always been a part of your world. Keep them a part of your world. Asswax products does not guarantee any environmental safety, but we do guarantee satisfaction from our products. Please join us, won't you, for the charity for keeping plastics on Earth by Asswax. This message is satire to those that are panicking.
Encasing the globe in plastic.
It is the Asswax way.
Encasing the globe in plastic.
By Asswax.
Make money.
He's making money.
He's making money.
What kind of cartoons do you like?
All kinds. Naked cartoons with hentai.
Well, tentacle be serious. Sets. What kind of porno ones do you like?
Japanese hentai. Tentacle porn.
Yeah, I guess those aren't too bad.
No.
They'll never go into a nursing home, no rehabilitation place.
Not with hentai. Not with hentai. Not with hentai. Not with hentai.
Shut up over there.
We're in Nelson Township.
Where the fuck? We're by the ledges.
Are we?
88. Yeah, Nelson.
The ledges are down here.
Take a look over there.
This guy's
about to
turn.
You know how to get there?
Shit. Nelson, no. I know it's not 44. What road are we on?
305.
If we passed 44, it's way back there.
He's 344.
He's yeah, 44 could have went.
Oh, yeah. We went east. We're underneath your house.
That would have been fun. You laughing at me, you fucking douchey?
He's making fun of you. He called you a winky.
That's only offensive.
Amish country. I don't even know what that means. He's allergic to cigarettes.
No, it was just in my eyes because it's burning
right
up.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all. I mean, it was no big deal.
No biggie. My eyeballs were burning out, but it's okay.
We are in farm country out here.
Yeah, we are definitely in farm
Fresh air, Times Square.
And a big country.
It's like we took a road trip, but without really going far, you know?
Oh, we stayed within the vicinity.
But still, this is a foreign land. Velocity Boy hasn't been this far south of his own.
No, I haven't. Look at this nice, evil place.
Yeah, at night this is probably scary.
Bet it is.
I don't
know. Chipmunks come out and gnaw your bones.
Chipmunks come eat your bones at night.
Tony, why don't you shut up?
Because I'm Antonio Luciferi and I eat bananas for
you
breakfast.
Eat on the road.
Granola cheekies. You guys know what granola cheekies are?
No, what are those?
I don't know. I wish I knew if they were.
I could find one and buy you a box.
LeBron James is the hero to some who play ball. I play ball. I don't play as good as LeBron. I play and still it's all right. It's okay. But I'll get his autograph and when I meet him, I'll say, LeBron, you play good. Thank you.
This has been your editorial in Akron, Ohio. Tune in every Sunday evening at
3:30 a.m.
for your local network news.
We're 3:30 a.m.
3:30 in the evening.
Fun, my damn fun, and long life.
gan yang lai, ai di do gan wai wai. จะเคยใครเป็นยังไงคนน่าจะต้องทั้งความคุ้นเคยไม่มีเวลาเพื่อสร้างปัญหาไม่ทำงานนานนานนานนานนานไม่มีเวลาเพื่อสร้างปัญหาไม่ทำงานนานนานนานนานนานไม่มีเวลาเพื่อสร้างปัญหา
That song you just heard was sung entirely in Thai, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name right.
Siowila.
Waste of Time. And it was performed and produced by Yui Carlberg and Jennifer Devine. Also co-produced by and on bass was Martin Kitcher. Rest in peace, brother. Now, Yui Carlberg, if you like her music, you can find more of her work. Just look for her on Facebook, Yui Carlberg Music. You can also check her out on YouTube, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and look for her on Twitter at YuiKarlberg. And Jennifer Devine. If you also like her music, you can also look for her on Facebook as Flower Power, on YouTube, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and also on Twitter at JenniferDivine. So once again, Siowila, Waste of Time. And you heard it here on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Golf cart, little kid driving in his yard. That's the kind of freedom you have when you live in like a smaller rural area. A lot more land. Ooh, a Methodist church. Right next to a garbage dumpster.
All of a sudden, the gigs in our hard, guys.
Of course.
4-H club.
What, do you guys got creeper weed?
No.
Wow.
It's just good stuff, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Isaac Mills.
And the Mills brothers.
We're going down Parkman.
Going north.
Driving me off at East Lake. Of the lake. Of the east.
The lake easts at the lower corner.
Look at that. No, that's a bump. That's a bump. These bumps.
A little patch. At least they're patched. We're not banging on them.
Banging.
$950 for that truck. Probably nothing wrong with it.
Probably everything wrong with it.
Make some beats to it.
Clip that. You'll hear the changes. So you'll know, okay, this is a continuing, and this is, and then just work that and just put it in there.
And that was the laziest beatboxer ever. Look, I gave you enough. Just clip it.
Just work it out, buddy.
Start smoking a cigar like you're an old beatboxer.
You have enough. You have enough there fucking for a 3-minute song. You gotta know how to loop, clip, paste, copy, stitch, throw, whack, and ride.
That's how you fucking kids do it today. Not like the old mixing days.
Jeezy. It's prefabricated, fast food, McDonald's quality music for your ears. You may think it sounds good, but it's bad for your head. Bad for your head.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make lots of money on this.
Thank you, Master Beatbox.
Junior Book. I lost my shoes outside. I shouldn't have left them on the porch, but I did, and somebody came and took my shoes. I have a pretty randy collection of shoes, if you will, if I do say so myself. My collection was kind of randy in the fact that there were so many different shoes, and I had a good collection that, you know, made women say, hey, those are some nice shoes. But, you know, where, you know, it's, you know, I gotta go inside the cop car now as I'm being arrested. So, just tell your mother I'll be home tomorrow for dinner, all right?
Hey, they say that Bigfoot lives in these woods. What would you do if you found Bigfoot?
If I found Bigfoot in these woods, man, you know what I would do?
What would you
do? I would fucking wrestle his ass to the ground, tie him up with rope, and I'd burn him. Make him smell like burnt hair.
You would kill him and you wouldn't turn him into the zoo?
No, why the hell would I do that? I'm not a nice person. I'm Velocity Boy. I am who the fuck I am, and that's how it is in this country.
Would you turn him into food?
No, I would not turn him into food. I'll tell you what I would turn him into.
I'll tell you what.
Listen to me, Grandpa. I'm trying to talk and tell people how it is in this world. And this is how it is.
So we're on East 88520. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
That's what we've been doing, though. There's an Amish buggy. So we're in Amish territory.
I think I know where I'm going. Wait a minute. I know where we're going the wrong way. I lived up here. I sure you which house.
Shut up over there.
We want to stay on 88-52?
We're going to Middlefield.
That's where we're at. That's what we've been saying. We're on Madison Road. Not in Lakewood, but not New York, but we're not Wisconsin.
Tony.
But, what?
Doctor. Quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, he knows I'm Dr. Antonio. Tony's short for Antonio.
Antonio.
There's a bunch of horse shit on the side of the road where the buggy is.
Yeah, look at that. They have their own lane finally these days.
Yeah, they have the buggy lane. Look at the horses just shit.
Poopies.
Look at Velocity. The horse is pooping in the middle of the road.
Reservation Farm. Look at that nice stew. That's a creepy.
Twilight's Peaches.
Scope that road. This is like reflecting skin.
Yeah. Prairie.
Yeah, there was that kind of moment. Not as fast, but... Is that a fire or is that a nuclear plant?
Probably a fire.
Let's go see.
No.
Probably like a nothing bad.
Oh, shit. We're going way far away from my house.
See, the smoke is like very thin now. What is that velocity?
Can I hit that gym one more time? Maple syrup is right. Oh, my God.
Where do they have the Maple Festival out here? Isn't that?
Chardon Square, you young man.
Where's the Strawberry Festival?
That is in Chesterland.
That's Chesterland.
Do you go to any of these?
What was the one in Grand River we went to? Was that the Mardi Gras or the...
Oh, yeah, the Mardi Gras one. Was that
the one year we went?
Yeah, I remember that. We were going there for free all the time.
Yep.
I think we seen Lace Ass.
I think that was the one.
Oh, man.
Oh, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, there's a story about a man I know. His name was Big Toe Joe. He ran around, he ran this town, but don't you dare call him a clown. Oh, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, there's a story about a man I know. Oh, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, he ran around, he ran this town, but don't you dare call him a clown. Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, he ran around, he ran this town, Big Toe Joe. Big Toe Joe, don't you dare call him a clown. Oh, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, there's a story about man I know. Big Toe Joe, there's a story about man I know. Big Toe Joe, 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 there's a story about man I know. Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe.
Butane ain't that good.
Oh,
but
here he is.
There's some Amish.
You thought you were going to become Amish out here, to be honest.
Scream Winky. Yeah, Star Wars things hanging up in your car. Oh, boy.
Tom Hanks, them. Too late.
Oh, you're right, Middlefield.
We are Middlefield.
Shit Road.
We're in Middlefield.
Back in the middle again. Stuck in the middle with
you. We're back in the Middlefield velocity.
Is there a front and back field or just middle field?
There is a beginning and an end field, too. So...
Start field and back field?
Middle
field. Far field?
The beginning and
front field and back field?
Chesterfield?
Maxwell field?
I'm trying to have fun with you guys. You guys are talking about
gyros.
Different countries.
Vacuous gyros?
Vacuous gyros?
Vacuous gyros?
Vacuous
gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros?
Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros? Vacuous gyros?
Oh, fucking kiss my liver.
you have?
42
livers?
That's why he could drink like a fish.
Tony, what's that white stuff on a candy?
Oh, that's powdered sugar.
Really?
So it doesn't stick to itself, maybe?
Yes.
That's what I think. That's what I thought of it.
And you're right.
Mary.
Crazy Mary.
Oh my god. Don't stab me with that knife you have. You stabbed me with the knife. Okay, it's in that story. Story number two.
Girl filling up her Harley.
I was walking down the street one day and my head fell off. Now we're back in Middlefield again. But I have no clue where I am, everybody. I'm 6'08.
Engine retarders.
There's a sign on the USA.
I don't understand those signs.
It feels like sure.
Now we're in Middlefield.
Mm-hmm.
We're going by Walmart again. Tony, what do you think? The Batman game or the,
Always Batman.
There's a rip burn off. Ready to eat more?
What?
Velocity, you want to eat some ribs?
Go to the rip burn off.
Yeah, sure. We'll go burn into ribs.
See? Yeah. There it is.
Okay.
There it is. That, I always remember it because his lower half is doing a Celtic jig.
Professor Tinker Wells posted this?
Yes.
Is that just his handle or is that his actual professor name?
That's his professor name.
He's
repudiated.
As Tinker Wells is repudiated?
Yes.
All right, well, Professor Tinker Wells here
has found the Mandalore. See, that's the findings of the findings. See, he has findings of the findings.
I see. This is what you brought back to us here to talk about. Is this thing, and this is the only proof that you have, so share with our audience out there?
Every 2.3 million years, and we're right at that moment. It should be waking it.
And that's what this
moment.
That's what this calendar is telling us here.
Yes.
That he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Why is it in crayon?
Because that's all he had at the time when he found the tablets.
Oh, but he doesn't have the tablets.
No, they disintegrated.
Oh.
Yes. But there are other tablets out there still.
And what's he want to do with us knowing this creature's coming?
He wants us to be prepared.
And how are we going to be prepared?
We have to... what we got to do to be prepared, it fears... It's odd because it's a substance that's existed for eons, but we don't even realize that. Marshmallow.
Is this where, and you've been studying this for the past few months that we haven't
been
in this House Cuckoo's room?
Yeah, that's what I've been following and doing, is following the story.
Have you donated any money to this man?
No, why? No.
Oh,
no.
Well, I just wanted to check.
You ever see what he does with it?
The money?
Yeah.
No.
He goes to strip joints.
Oh, well, then he sounds like somebody right up your alley, I guess.
Yeah, but I'm not going to have money to do that.
You think he would use it for research?
No, he has other ways to do the research on the sleeping beast.
Yeah, look, if I click on this picture, he really looks something like... He kind of looks like Lenny Cranbag in a wig, if you look at it. Look at that. He just looks a little bit like him, but I...
No resemblance. Are you crazy? No resemblance.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was funny. The same kind of profile right there.
No.
No, I'm just saying he looks
Lenny
like it. So it says, yeah, you know.
If
you put your thumb there, you just go, yeah.
I've never seen them together.
Right.
But I don't think Lenny would go to that extreme. Lenny Cranbag, is dressed as Jesus Christ.
Hey. Stuff happening here. High Street, man.
Isn't that weird?
There is a jeweler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not hipster doofuses.
No. We know what we're talking about.
There's another trendy one. Look at all the mud on this car here.
They used to be, Fuck Me.
Is that what it was called? Fuck Me's? F-A-Q?
Fuck Me.
M-I?
Don't touch me.
So far.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Just try.
Thanks. House of Cuckoos.
Brought to you in part by your imagination, and also in part by
Passports. All things makers of good, and by
Joycat, the 3-year kitten, just for you.
And all the good people that support us and listen to us.
I bless.
don't you wanna listen to the House of Cuckoo? www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. CUCKOTUCKOTUCK.
Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe, Big Toe Joe.